Right. I thought it was going to be a little moment, but it happened today.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck, dude.
All right, let's take bets. How long do you think until he starts drinking again?
Next weekend.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn. I was going to say 3 weeks.
He'll get himself back right during the week and be like, all right, you'll get that text Thursday, like, we going out. He'll be like, I don't know. I'm going to take it easy. And then he'll get it on Friday, be like, fuck yeah, I'm going out.
Yeah, and they're
going
to call you a bitch and be like, all right, fuck you guys. And then, like, he's in the car.
Yo, mama ain't raised no bitch, bro. When you got to go, you got to go, bro.
Yo, man's peer pressured.
Where my water at, yo?
Manhunt to...
Bro, I asked you if you wanted some water.
You know, I got some right here, yo.
Some salt water life.
Welcome to the pod, brother.
Salt life.
We got you. We got you. This is like legally binding now since you said it online.
All fucking 12 people are dying for this.
You know, we're going to hold you accountable.
But no one actually knows what it really means, you know what I'm saying?
Oof.
It means you said you're not going to drink anymore.
What?
Yeah. That's true.
All right, brother. We're going to...
I wonder if the podcast is going to catch my...
Take it away.
Because I feel like it's...
I'm watching it later.
You're gurgling?
Yeah, the gurgle. Stop it. Please don't. What are you doing?
You're trying to get our...
I'm just hanging with the boys.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive.
Guys, being
dudes. Couple of dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
Oh yeah, boy!
Fucking back in the saddle.
I'm back in the saddle again.
So, have you guys found your G-spot?
No.
Why did I watch that earlier? I watched something along the lines of that.
What? What? What?
I don't remember the context.
Your G-spot?
What do you mean?
That's where the homies hang out, right?
Internet joke. No. That's where the gangsters hang out.
Yeah.
No, I just remembered. I got like a... I was going to say it was like a TikTok, but it wasn't. I got a snap of someone talking about a G-spot.
Okay.
And it was about, like, people taking shits. Like, you ever take a shit and it was like...
Copyright infringement!
Dude, I'd love to see Steven Tyler be, like, have them play that in court and Fabrizio was talking about the G-spot. And be like, it's a parody, you know?
That is where your friends hang out.
Yeah. So, wait, it was the TikTok saying, like, does poop tickle your G-spot?
Yeah, like, if the poop is so
what?
Good. Like, you took a shit so, like, you know what? Never mind, man. Like, my mind's not there. Just not there.
But no, but I do know what you're talking about. When you take those, like, satisfying, you're just
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think so. I think that's just because you feel relieved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... relief in like a different way.
Yeah, not like sexual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise you would nut in the fucking toilet
while you were shitting. I guess they'd make toilets bigger, right?
But you can orgasm without ejaculating.
I don't know what aftercare means, like fucking having your girl clean it up or
what the fuck? No.
Get the towel or something. Oh.
Like
sorry.
All right.
We're back and crasser than ever.
What the fuck? This is one rough ride.
Stop.
Please.
Drop. Shut him down. Open up shop.
Please change subject.
Oh.
Please.
No.
Please.
But what do you mean aftercare? Like, what does that mean? I'm asking for you now.
So my understanding aftercare is like...
We're not going to be able to post this video.
Why?
He played all these copyrighted songs.
We've done it long enough.
Yeah.
It's a soundbite.
I mean, worst case, we just get a cease and desist.
And honestly, that would probably be beneficial for us. The exposure would be better than an ad.
Yeah, that's true.
So like,
and local news, local podcast sued anyways, by Trey Songz.
Go ahead,
because I don't like using the wrong definition. Can you right. can you look Google up aftercare? Yeah, I like to. Bertrand. I don't like to spread ignorance and or
aftercare. What like sex?
Guys yeah. being dudes, spreading ignorance and seed.
Oh wow!
What does sexual aftercare include? Aftercare can include cuddling, pillow talk, discussing right. things that went well, having a snack.
What's up with the chills voice?
I know. I was saying who was going to pick up on that.
Number 13.
Number 13.
Cuddling.
Cuddling. Watching TV together, hugging, or even taking a shower together.
Whoa.
Sexual aftercare differs from couple to couple. So ask your partner what they may need. Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, I guess it's like discussing needs.
How to treat a girl after sex. Nice. That's a popular ask.
Yeah. I mean, I think aftercare goes for both people.
Some people experience a sort of emotional distance after sex, and you may seem cold or withdrawn.
Like the, what is that, post-nut clarity?
I guess.
Isn't that, like, I would think that's what that...
Just give her some time. It will pass. If she seems uncomfortable after a little while, ask her if there's anything she'd like to talk about. Or something you can do to make her feel better. Thanks.
I feel like I feel like that's like, what's the word?
Ooh, I'm about to
opening Pandora's box.
How often should a dude who's asking these questions?
No, but like, you know, it's like, is there anything you want to talk about? I feel like that's just you shooting yourself in the foot.
That's aftercare. A loaded question.
Exactly. It's just like, I just think it's funny how I'm like, oh god, we had a good moment and now we're back to bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't
just from
know.
My experience, I've never had a girl's like, what do you want to talk about? Like, immediately after sex, just like, you know what I mean? It's just like, well, where the fuck did you want to go with this? You know what I mean?
Well, good night. And just roll over.
Just roll over.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Do girls get post-nut clarity?
Write in and let us know, ladies.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a girl, I don't know because I'm not a girl.
Damn, TCL Roku TV.
Bitch, I thought you said TLC. I was like, what you talking about? Time, love, and care?
I want to
is
love
is that what
you.
The channel stands for?
TLC?
Yeah, I thought so.
Tender, love, and care is, what's his name?
What's Michael the TLC channel stand for?
What? Oh, because I'm the only guy who's got a fucking look now?
Well, my phone's in my room.
My Shut phone up. Is also slightly out of reach.
Shut up,
it's
bitch.
Literally there. Like, it's your foot can touch
slightly
it.
Slightly out of reach.
Do you want, if you give me your password, I can go through it.
Or don't,
I can,
hold I can, up.
Oh, this is a good one. It's my birthday. Go.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Bad friend right, vibes.
What are we looking up? What does TLC channel stand for?
Yeah.
What
does NBC, National Broadcast?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
All right.
What he said.
What's Fox stand for?
I don't fucking know.
Travel and Living Channel.
What?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
I would have never got that.
Wow, yeah, no.
Fox, it's fair and balanced. That was their okay. motto for a long time.
Where's the X?
It's the X factor.
Oh, okay.
For the libs.
They Chemical
can't,
X.
They can't handle it. It's oh, too extreme.
Isn't that from Powerpuff Girls? Yeah. Dun, hey, yo, dun, I was watching dun, that dun, earlier, dun, too. Dun.
You're watching it?
Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't randomly watch Powerpuff Girls?
No.
You're not a 20-year-old guy randomly watching Powerpuff Girls.
I feel like it's just like several steps above like My Little Pony.
You don't watch My Little Pony?
No.
Fox TV was named after the producer who founded it.
Why did you sound so defensive?
For legal purposes, I don't.
We want to watch that TikTok where Cortana finds Master Chief's...
That was fucking hilarious.
Master Chief's horse pornography?
Yeah, that was funny.
It's a great one. We'll find that one for you folks so we can all live it together.
No, please don't.
Oh, I think we are.
No, please don't.
Dude, yeah, I'll let you guys know when to mash that 15
second
button.
I heard there's a Halo show coming out.
There is a Halo show out.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah, they had a first season. I heard it was good. I have not heard anything about it.
Really? Yeah. I heard people enjoyed it.
All right, get ready to skip 15 seconds starting now.
How do I do that?
No,
we have to suffer together. Why is there a bunch of horse pornography in your search history?
The listener,
why does it matter?
Smash 15.
Curious.
It's just art.
Look, man, I'm not judging.
Yes, you are.
I mean, it's a little unusual.
Why are you looking through my stuff anyway?
That's my job, Chief.
Your job is to help me complete the mission.
Ooh, what's this? This is Starlight awful. Glimmer hoofing Twilight Sparkle's mare cave?
Don't play that.
Oh, God.
Do you regret it?
Yeah, I really do. Chief, why is there a bunch of horse pornography in...
Yeah, that's
Are you sure we can't keep that in?
No, we can.
Okay, cool.
Oh, we're keeping it in, dude.
Oh, all right.
I'm just letting everyone know if you don't want to listen to that, fucking hit that 15-second button.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't that rough?
Yeah, it was interesting. I'll say that much.
Dude, I've sent it to the group chat like twice.
The noises. The noises.
It's the...
Stop.
There you go.
I'm oily AF.
Do you want a face wash?
No, I'll wash later.
I'll wash it.
When she's about to sit on your face, but you smell the hand soap from your bathroom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There ain't no way. No.
Has that happened to you?
No.
I was going to say, there ain't no way that would really happen. You know what I'm saying?
Dang
imagine
all,
a world.
Imagine a world where you're about to get to eat some puss, but then it smells like Dove lavender, and you're like, holy hell, this smells like when I wash my hands. And then you're repulsed by it, by how often you actually don't wash your hands. And then now you're thinking about it.
How often do you guys wash your hands?
Every time, yo.
Yo, every
what do you
time
mean every time? Yeah, no shit. Every time you wash your hands, you're washing your hands.
Damn, that's like, real, eh? Dan, when you washing your hands, you washing your hands.
Like when I use the restroom, I wash my hands.
Yeah.
Before I eat, I like to try to wash my hands. Nice. My hands feel dirty, I'll wash my hands.
I will guaranteed wash my hands. For sure, in public restrooms.
Yep.
Before I handle food.
Right, wait, what? We're supposed to wash hands before? I'm kidding.
For wait, legal what? Purposes, that was not a joke.
Well, I'm not in the food industry.
I mean, do you guys like 100% of the time wash your hands when you like use the bathroom at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
What the fuck? I don't want to go to your house
anymore. We went through
a
whole novel virus that went away because we washed our hands.
Oh my God. I'm sorry that like fucking I didn't know I would contract COVID in my own bathroom.
You get COVID from your cock, bitch. Everyone knows that.
Can you imagine if you and your cock had like were mortal enemies, but you were?
I feel like
attached?
That is most of the time.
Damn,
you know,
like okay, so like
I mean, as a young adult, as a young man, sure, but
I feel like I have.
If
to,
you
like,
don't have, if you're a young man and you're not enemies with your dick and don't have $4,000,000,000 in the bank, what are you even doing?
Oh my God!
All right, Andrew Tate.
Yeah, what if we were like, what if we pivoted to one of those pods?
No.
Instead of Cobra, we'll just call you Garden Snake.
No.
Gardener Snake.
No, but like.
No, but.
No, but, so like. The, no, the whole, like. The fuck you. No,
no, but.
Oh my God. Oh, here we go, bro.
Bro.
Fucking.
Go ahead.
We're back.
No, okay, so like, why do you. If you're taking a piss, why do you wash it? Like, is it because your dick's dirty?
Well,
or you peed on your hands?
No.
It's just good practice.
I wouldn't say my penis is dirty because I have a hygienic penis.
That boy got that dirty.
Exactly. So, like, if your penis is sterile.
Like, I don't think my penis is sterile. It's clean.
Well, it's clean.
Like, I wash
to put
it every
in someone
day.
Someone else's mouth. So.
Sir, make sure his penis
you
is sterile.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
If it's clean enough for someone else's mouth.
Uh-huh. You realize you realize most adults are willing to lick each other's assholes before they talk about other more, like, my point is, you're not.
You know what I mean? So, why?
It's not hygiene related.
It's just good practice.
Yeah, like, me. I mean, like, I wouldn't want someone as dick residue on my hands. Like, I don't want to be shaking your hand and be like, damn, that's dick residue on my hand.
I got that dick stank.
Too late.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Why?
Wait, didn't we just share food?
No, I didn't share the meal with you. My stomach is not doing well.
Pussy.
No, I washed my hands before I handled food. So this is one of my... Yeah,
now we're back to that.
So wait.
I've got boundaries. I've got limits.
When? So outside of peeing and you touching your penis, do you wash your hands other times you touch your penis?
Like after every time?
Like, every single time I touch my penis?
You wash
your
hands.
Yeah, like, raw.
No, like, sometimes I'll fucking scratch my balls. Like, you
like
wash
raw?
Your hands after... Huh?
Like, you just, like
you're not wearing
like,
a latex glove.
Not over the clothes. Like, over your clothes or under your clothes.
You stick your hand in your pants and
you
scratch your balls.
You've never, like, fucking scratch your balls or your dick. Like, just fucking reach in there. And then you immediately get up to wash your hands.
Yeah, I try not to do that unless I'm in the bathroom or something.
You try not to itch yourself unless you're.
Yeah, because I'll just scratch it over. Like right now, like if I want to scratch my balls, I just scratch it over my pants. Like I wouldn't like go into my hands or into my pants right now. Like while we're holding eye contact.
I feel like I'm just digging myself a grave here.
You are.
Yeah. See now I feel like I'm being shamed.
No, you're not being shamed. I'm not shaming you for it.
Yeah.
I'm worried about.
Just kidding. I do the same
hands.
Thing.
Like yeah, I fucking wash my hands. Like I don't want to like get that twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Who washes like, their whole body? Let's do that.
When you wash your hands, is it like you use soap or do you let the water?
Yes, I use what? Soap. What the fuck?
From the shower, it just rinse over.
Huh?
You know, how, like some people don't wash their feet.
Ew.
Why?
Because they're like, well, my feet are getting washed because I'm in the shower and the soap is running down my body.
No, that's a terrible.
You got to scrub, man.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what people say.
What the fuck?
Have you never heard like?
It's the old. I put soap and wash my shoulders and it trickles down.
Yeah. Like. At some point, some guy was like, oh, washing your own asshole is gay because you're touching a guy's asshole.
So if you drop soap, does it make the floor clean or does it make the soap dirty?
Ah, that old karma.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
I think. Can it do both?
No, clean is the act of, like, removing something, right?
Define
to remove
clean.
Something requires a little motion, right?
Yeah, so I guess they're just both still dirty.
They're at homeostasis.
Yeah. Oh, he said
science.
He
so
said,
the soap is clean or the soap is dirty until
it's
you wash it off.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Because like, if a hair gets stuck to it, like, no, it's not clean anymore.
Right.
But what if the hair is clean?
I guess it's
so would you
dirty until observed, right?
The hair?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the split.
I would have put hair in my mouth.
Well, that's like, how confident are you that the hair is clean? That
I wouldn't put fucking clean. Like, I could have just washed my hair. I'm not going to put it in my mouth. It's just weird. Like, why am I chewing my own hair?
Collagens.
But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Are you confident enough?
Like, is it clean enough to put in your mouth? Yes. Your question.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's my hair, sure.
I don't.
If know. I just find a random person's hair on my soap. Or on a soap, I'm not going to do it.
Who else's hair would be on your soap?
I don't even use a soap bar anymore.
See? Oh, this is the water shower guy right here.
No.
Liquid gel.
No, I use washcloths and, yeah, and body wash.
Yo, I've got like a Korean exfoliating wash.
I need that.
Like washcloth?
Washcloth, sorry.
Yeah.
ShamWow.
Damn, she calls it a wash. That's how you know they're close.
Dude, that shit fucking exfoliates, man.
I bet.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah, like.
Dead skin.
Yeah, dude. Nice. It, like, just, dude, it rinses off, like, so much that. Every day. Like, I never realized, like, how much dead skin comes off of you, like, every day.
Yeah.
Dude.
I bet you recommend?
Like, smooth.
Send me a link, bro.
Give me that.
Oh, nah, man. I bought it for, like, $1 at the fucking grocery store.
Nice. All right, send me the link to
it. I don't have a link. It's an Asian grocery store. They don't believe in the internet.
Just buy one for me, and then I'll pay.
They believe
you.
In cash and fucking tax evasion.
Get me one, boy.
You get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, 99 Ranch in Fairfax.
I don't have my phone on me. I'm going to text myself.
Do you know
later.
Where Fairfax is?
The city, yeah.
Yes, there's a store called 99 Ranch there.
Yeah, I'm going to not remember that name.
Okay. Here, I'll fucking text it to you.
Just remind me later.
Thanks. The other option would be I listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we need the listens, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
what's it called?
Self-support.
Ram Ranch?
Yeah, the 99 fuck? Ram Ranch.
Hello?
99 Ranch, nice. Ranch!
I'll add this disclaimer. My hands are clean. When
oh,
I'm,
yeah, that's what we're talking about.
When I'm about to interact with people. Is that fair?
Sure.
If I'm going to fucking not see anybody the whole day, yeah, I'm going to scratch my fucking nuts. Raw dog, I guess it's.
I guess my concern is more so like the residue you're leaving all over their house.
It's my house. I'm.
But home. Like, yeah, but then you like you t- like so. Let's say like you know like that. Let's say this is.
I took a piss early in your bathroom. Yes, I washed my hands.
Right. So like, I'm home right now. Right.
Yep.
Let's say I've scratched my nuts and then I grabbed that door handle to go to the laundry room.
So but this thing though, yeah. So
now
like,
your nut residue's on the
right hand. Now. It's on the handle and
or
then
your testicle
you guys
residue.
Come, you guys come through. Now you grab that handle. Now I get that's to go.
At some
you
point,
carry my
we've
testy
all,
residue.
Like imagine like people that jack off in their car on the way home from work, and they go into the hotel or some shit.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing with your life, though?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Like this is just like a very out there. What But I'm just saying, like, how many people, like, just fucking scratch their nuts going into work?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? How many people are masturbating on their way home from work?
Like,
just
like,
think how dirty the work hand, you know.
Yeah, like, the work, yeah.
No, dude, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was at a fucking bowling alley the other day.
Oh, talk about a gross.
And we fucking, the dude. No, oh, my God, it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Ew.
It was fucking Chuck E. Cheese. The dude, like, went in. He finished, like, he was in the stall. He went you know what I mean? And he just walked out. The fucking employee.
Dude. Height of COVID. I fucking saw that. I was in a public bathroom and dude finished and just walked out.
But why? You just said his penis was clean.
Is it?
But you're about to go into a place where you're going to interact with other people and handle food. Now, I'm not saying the dude's handling food, but he's already like two out of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baby, we talk all night.
So he's already doubled down on the necessity of why you need to wash your hands.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm not going to interact with anybody, I'm not going to be handling food. You know what I mean? And I, like, freshly showered or something. You know what I mean? Like, why would I?
Yeah.
You know, because I shower in the morning. So, like, as soon as I wake up, like, I'll shower.
Yeah.
Or if I have, like, if I'm outside for more than, like, an hour, 30 minutes or something, I'll go home and shower again.
When do you turn your swag on?
What?
So you hop up out of bed and then you shower. When do you turn your swag on?
Dude, this is like going over my head.
Dude, the fucking song. Turn my swag on?
No.
What? Hop up out of bed. Turn my swag on.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, you're trying to be cool.
Oh, my God. I thought it was, like, that one Kesha fuck? Song.
No, it's like
wake up in the morning
feeling like E. Diddy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that is not the
dude, lyrics. Soulja Boy?
Oh.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that went way over both their heads.
So that's the thing, though. Like, I never.
God damn. What?
Man, it's crazy, man. I feel like growing up, I never, like, listened to lyrics.
Mm.
I just listened to it because, like, everyone
the beat
else
catchy.
Yeah, yeah, the beat was catchy.
Yeah, but now
like,
that...
Like, what is it? Say my name, say my name.
Say my name, say my name.
Like, I was like, oh, this is so
whenever
cool. Say your name.
Around you.
It's sexual as fuck.
Dude.
That's not what I got from the song, but yeah.
Paramore's,
Haley
like
Williams.
Your neighbors know my
she
name?
Got a dumpy, bro.
She do, but the whoa, never meant to break, that fucking song. But I want it now. Not bad romance. Come on. Fucking work with me.
Fuck.
It's a pair. It's like their biggest fuck.
I know
me.
It's a Paramore song.
But that song's like super
damn,
sexual.
That's how you know we're not.
You love that button, huh?
Well, no, I'm surprised at how like bad we are in regards to references.
Misery Business.
There
Jesus
we go.
Christ. We're going to get fucking cooked for that one, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't going to lie. I'm getting cooked. You guys seen that video?
No.
Dude, what? That video rules. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting cooked.
Like, me and Donovan over here like, damn, we're shamed because we don't know any of these references.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting cooked. That's one.
Yo, shout out Carlota. She's on the pod.
Who?
Carlota. What would you like to say?
Oh, it's your fucking fish. You named your fish?
Yeah, you don't name your fish?
Well, I don't have any fish to name.
Fish.
Wait, you had
last
a fish.
Time we named a fish, we named it Kenny and it fucking died. So.
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
What the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
Is that like lit?
What?
Like blazed?
No, cooked, like you're getting flamed.
Oh, okay, I bet.
Yeah.
But then there's also the other one. It's like, hold, let him cook, let him cook.
Let him cook, yeah. You can also be cooking.
Yeah, but I feel like it's different. That's like making something.
Yeah, no, getting. I think cooked is old hat, and letting him cook is in now. Yeah.
Welcome to the American language.
Yep.
English.
This is crazy.
It's such an easy, language to learn.
Yeah, Batman, fuck that.
Are you cooking? Is he cooking or is he getting cooked?
Batman, I got a Pokemon.
Oh, dude, that fucking video, man.
Joker. Joker, no.
Yeah.
Nutter butter.
Imagine a world where they had Pokemon. I think that would rock.
Have you seen that nut in her butt call ourselves Nutter Butter reference?
Boo.
No.
That's where you're going with it.
No.
Imagine a world where Crunchyroll actually had hentai and you could watch it all the fucking time.
Why do you know it doesn't have hentai? Did you try to look for it?
Imagine a world where Donovan asks a question he knows the answer to. Because we're all here watching Chainsaw Man.
We're on episode 7, I believe, now.
Imagine a world where Hank Hill was actually in all the animes. Yeah. I think it would go like this. Boy, I tell you what, that Chainsaw Man sure knows how to kill demons.
What the fuck?
Dang old government made the demons, Hank. Everyone knows that. Dale, what the hell are you talking about?
What? Oh, this is kind of like a spinoff of like the Yu-Gi-Oh one. It's like, boy, I don't know what the heart of the cards is, but I do know you've got a heart of Dex. And, you know, it gets played off like, yeah. I don't know what all this business about having the heart of a demon is.
But you sure can play that hand, Yu-Gi. What's the bad guy in Yu-Gi-Oh?
Pegasus?
That's his fucking name?
Dude, there's so many now.
Kaiba.
Kaiba.
All right. I was gonna call him Saiba.
I don't fucking care. He'd be like, that Kaiba guy needs his ass kicked.
That's his. I was about to say his Vietnamese name. That was his Japanese name. Seto Kaiba.
Yeah.
Oh, Seto. No, not Saiba. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Seto Kaiba.
Yeah, you're right. It's not Saiba.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby, I don't want you playing with that Saiba guy. He needs his ass kicked.
So I'm looking at the sticker, right?
Come on, man.
Sticker.
And I'm thinking.
What sticker?
The one by your foot, brother.
Oh, the monkey? The tactical monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking Super Force, Monkey, whatever.
Super Monkey Ball? Yeah, that game rocked.
That game was fun. Yeah. And then I got it on the Switch, and it wasn't as fun as I remembered.
GameCube one was tough, yo.
I remember that. That was the one I got. Super Monkey Ball 2?
You guys are talking about.
Yeah. I liked the game where you flew up in the air and you had to, like, land on the guard. Yeah, that game rocked. Fabs, you didn't play Super Monkey Ball?
I guess not, brother.
He only played with the Super Monkey Balls.
He was good at playing Pocket Pool.
Hello.
Hello. Dang.
Hello.
Dang old Super Monkey Ball, man.
I love you guys.
Monkey Fly, you know what I'm saying, man? Monkey's rolling in balls.
He was a Nintendo slut. He was a PlayStation slut growing up.
Yeah, yeah. It's right there.
Holy still got shit, the PS2.
Still fucking have it?
Yeah.
Do you have the controller adapters you can add 4?
I do, but I don't have 4 controllers that work.
Damn.
Dude, you know those things go for money now?
No.
The adapters?
Yeah, dang. Dude.
How much?
Oh, let's find out. Bertrand, pull
up. Now you can reach your phone?
Funny, yeah, because I'm excited about this now. I wasn't so excited about whatever we were looking
for. Dang old PlayStation 2.
What are you talking about, aftercare, buddy?
Yeah. I mean, because I don't do it unless somebody asks me to.
What it take to break?
So you're telling me...
Hold on.
While he looks that up, folks, here's Misery Business.
No.
Wait, how long has it been since this has been sitting here?
All right, but I think I have no time. Please hold. Boy, I tell you what, that demon slayer, that Denji sure can kill demons. And then Bill would be like, well, I kind of like the demons.
People are still selling for like $20. I don't know why I thought it was money before.
What was Bill's dad's or his divorced wife's name?
Debbie?
No, it was like Loretta or something like that.
Oh, I don't fucking know, dude.
I like the Bill would be like, I like the demons. They remind me of my wife. Maybe she'll come back.
Jeez.
And then, you know,
wasn't he like a vet?
Yeah, he was.
The fuck?
And then Dale, you know, would be like, man, dang old government made the demons, man. They're using it to control us. And then Boomhauer would be like, you know, the voice of reason. dang old Genji, man. Chainsaw Man cut through them demons. Save the day. You know?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
Dude, I've only watched like a handful of those episodes.
You know,
I feel like you're just speaking and white people are understanding, but like nobody else does.
If you're out there, you know what I'm talking about. Put one finger up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
One time for the one time.
Let us know if you want more Hank Hill fucking anime recap in the comments below. Folks.
Why did you decide to name your fish Carlota?
Carlota.
Well, we named her together.
We?
Michaela and I.
Well, yeah, but. But why did you settle on that?
So, Michaela and I actually went to West Virginia on a trip, and...
Blue Ridge Mountain.
We saw a cat there.
Shenandoah River.
That she was thinking about adopting, and I think that was fish? The cat's. No, the cat.
God damn, you listen? Oh, a cat.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought
like you... Like a meow meow.
Okay. I know, about, that. I know a thing or two about meow meow.
Let me get some of that meow.
Anyway.
You guys heard that DC Young Fly vine?
What the fuck?
You Jesus Christ.
Man. Bro, but you don't get it? We live under a rock.
Oops, sorry.
Sorry, that was a different person.
Anyways.
Is that what you're listening to on the way here?
No, I should have, though.
Oh, some Kublai Khan.
Anyways, that's
no, that
the,
was
that's
a body
story.
Snatcher.
Oh. Go ahead.
That's the background story behind my fish.
So you were
so
going to
get a fucking
cat.
No, she was going to get a cat.
From West Virginia.
Yeah, and the cat got adopted.
Oh, so you settled on a fish?
No, that's not. No, she was going to get a cat for herself, like for her.
Right. And then the cat got adopted.
Right. So then she couldn't get the cat.
Yeah.
And then we started looking into getting something and we got a fish together.
Wow.
Damn, big steps.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying.
What type of fish is that? Little bay fish?
It's a beta fish.
Pussy. It I'm looks an alpha good. Fish.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
No, I just it just clicked in my head what you just said. That was funny.
What the fuck? How slow are you?
I'm very.
Clearly.
I don't want to play this DC Young Fly vine because I'm pretty sure we'll get canceled.
Yeah, let's just hold on.
I'll show you guys later.
Yeah.
That's off. Or
so
after
you guys
hours?
Like stared at like 20 different fish and decided on one.
Yeah.
Whoa. So initially, were you guys going to get a cat together?
No, her? That's what I said. She was going to get her own cat.
Okay.
Well, so
you're just
going to
get like
a
fish? Have a cat?
No.
I thought she did.
Whoa.
She has had a cat in the past.
A cat?
Yeah, like a single cat.
Meow.
Oh, all right.
Like she used to have a cat.
So how did it get brought up? They're like, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's get a fish together.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. No. That's what I'm asking. Like, how did you get to that?
I don't remember the exact conversation. It was It was like, hey, we should get like a fish and keep it at your house, kind of thing. But I feel like that sounds really terrible. Just the phrasing.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds so crude.
Crude.
I don't know. Maybe it's not crude. I don't know what the
just
fuck the word
is. Pick up a fish.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, oh, should we get a lizard? Should we get this? Should we get that? I was like, first of all, my lease says I can't have any animals, so I got to run it by my landlord.
Mm. Kenya, can I have a fish?
Did you deadass text her that?
No, I didn't.
I'm kidding.
Kenya's not my landlord.
No, we're just busting balls. Oh. We're having a good time.
It's her mom.
Oh, got it. Tu madre?
Su madre.
Whatever.
Sue
means hers. Or theirs.
What's two? Your, right?
Yeah, yours.
Yeah.
Oh, pronouns.
So, like, tu madre, su madre. Unless I'm talking to him directly.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
You know who else madre, bro?
Your mom?
Me, mom.
It would be me madre.
Me madre.
But yeah, so that's
let's fumble through how to say
that's the
do
birth
you know who
of my child
in Spanish.
Carlota.
Carlota.
And it's not Carlotta, okay? Don't fuck up her name like that. It's she's Latina.
You know what's funny? Lately I've been noticing that I've been pronouncing like Latina names like Latina. Like
so you haven't been butchering
like correctly.
Them? Yeah, okay, thank you for putting some respect on my people's names.
¿Sabes qué otra cosa se llama Carlota? Mi madre.
Bruh. Go ahead.
But then it'll be like a white
¿Sabes
girl
qué otra cosa
in.
Se llama Carlota?
Like, oh,
mi madre.
Shit.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
No, I'll be
Would like margaritas.
So like, for example, like I'll pick up the phone and like, oh yeah, like Miss Miss
Carlos.
Miss Ariana, like, are you coming in?
Ariana.
And then she'll come in, she'll be like, I was like, hey, yeah, you have an appointment? She's like, yeah, it's Ariana.
Oh.
I'm like,
oh, you mean Ariana? Fuck.
Yeah, is it Vanessa or Vanessa?
Vanessa.
I always say Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
Pussy. Yeah.
All right.
A little stank on it, dude.
I mean, I feel like if there's like a...
Is Vanessa like a Latina name?
Yeah, Vanessa Lopez. Like, that's super Latina.
Oh, dude. Like, it never
Selena Gomez.
I always thought like Vanessa was like a fucking...
White girl name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Donovan's definitely not a Vietnamese name. Sure, right. How they pronounce it in Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
You think Anthony's a Spanish name?
Antonio is.
It's yeah. Antonio.
Shut up. It's my name. I know how to say it.
It's my name.
It's my name. Oh, and now we're back to Say My Name.
Oh, my God.
Say my name.
Donovan Anthony.
Yeah.
Fabrizio.
You said say my name, so I said your name.
Fabrizio.
Damn, you really are slow today, brother.
Yeah. Oh man, you know who?
Yeah, your name has two R's, right? Back to back.
No,
two Z's.
Never fuck off.
It's Fabrizio.
That's the Italian
version. Fabrizio.
It's actually
Fabrizio. Oh, Fabrizio's working over here. Oh, I'm the Super Mario Bros.
Oh, have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Where's my fucking sandwich? No capicola.
No capicola. No super side. No the gobble ghoul.
That's more like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that's
hella
Bill Cosby.
Man, you got the gobbledygook, you got the mozzarella.
No fucking roofies.
The roofies. You put the roofies in pudding pop.
Too soon?
Damn, Bill, you're fucking aggressive.
Bill.
Bill Cosby is a rapist.
Bruh.
Yeah. We're fucking back, boys.
Oh, with the vengeance. Holy shit.
Woo.
When was the last time we did this?
October.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's been a minute. I know.
Oh, 6 months.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Life been hard, so.
Certainly has. Yeah, we got renting a new venue, folks, for anyone who, like, really cares. For all the
real fans.
We're in Fabrizio's basement.
Yeah.
I live in a basement.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, you do live in a basement.
You just have more space.
Yeah. I was like, no, you don't. And then I was like, wait, I helped you move. Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. You saw my room.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming.
Have you made it home here?
It looks exactly the same as when I moved in.
All right. Well, I didn't know if you cared.
It's not a room. It's a home.
No, it's just a room, bro.
It's a room, bro.
I just happen to live in it.
Say my name.
It's where your heart is that matters the most, kid.
Well, no. I don't know where my heart is at.
Oof.
But you got to know how fast you're going.
You want to unpack that?
Unpack what? No, I never unpacked anything.
These
in my room.
Nuts. Ha! Got him. Nice. Thank you.
Perfect.
You guys remember that? That was funny.
It's still funny.
I still think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, These Nuts is still funny, but like the fucking guy was like in all those videos.
No, that was the fuckboy laugh.
Yeah.
I know, but are you talking about the fuckboy laugh being funny?
No. These Nuts. The These Nuts guy. Got him. Yeah, that guy.
I feel like that got overplayed in that.
Oh,
thing.
Dude, it got old for me fast.
Yeah.
You remember the On Fleek girl?
The fuck is calling me?
But like every now and again, like throwing that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Take that off.
You're on the podcast.
Oh.
Damn, don't sound disappointed.
Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hi, black screen.
Hello.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to listen to Destiny's Child. Wait, we're listening to Destiny's Child. Oh, wait, you probably can't hear it.
I'll call you back.
I love you. You ain't one in
game. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. I'm like the Beyonce of this group, for real.
I can't disagree.
Quick, who are the other two in Destiny's Child? Exactly.
No!
Yeah, who are the other two in Destiny's Child?
Aren't they her sisters?
I don't know.
No.
Oh.
I don't even know how to spell Destiny.
D-E-S-T-I-N.
Shut up. All right. One of you has to be Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland. And I'm Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
Doesn't she have her own TV show?
She might.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I think she's an actress.
I'm not good with celebrities and names, dude. Like, I can barely remember my name, and I can barely remember the people who I care about's name. And it's not even like
Damn,
that. It's
Kelly
just like
Rowlands rocks a nude pantsuit to perfection. Damn, sign me up.
What?
What?
I just came out when I Googled her.
Yo, okay, can we talk about uniforms?
Sure.
What kind of
like
uniforms?
Like pants uniforms.
The
like,
fuck does that mean?
Suit
uniform?
Or shorts.
Okay.
Like, why
what
does...
the fuck are you going with
why
this?
Why are these guys all caked up in like UPS shorts or like...
Oh, okay. So we're just sexualizing the mailman.
Sure, yeah.
I'm glad you said it. I was thinking the same exact thing.
Like, where's the material made of?
Probably like cotton.
Polyester.
Or polyester.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just looks different.
It's a cotton blend.
It just looks different.
What do you mean it looks different? I don't understand. What
he's just saying, like, all.
What is your beef with just shorts?
I don't have beef.
But why specifically?
I'm just trying to find, like, where I can find those shorts.
Oh, he's trying to get caked up.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, like, for benefit of me.
No, it's they're caked up because all they do is lift up boxes and squat down all day.
Damn.
So you got to hit the fucking squat rack, bro.
I can't with my fucking ankle, B.
Get a job at UPS.
Oh, then, true.
There you go.
There you go. That was a, you guys didn't watch, you guys ever watch Nathan For You?
Do you need to elevate your leg?
No, I'm straight.
Okay. All right.
I was just doing it so the listeners could see my
ankle. Are we allowed to tell the listeners why you have to elevate your leg?
Yeah, I've injured my foot.
How?
Missed a step on the subway.
Damn.
Sucks. When you told us that initially, I was like, you missed the gap between the...
No, no, no. Like, I was going down the stairs to access the subway, and there was, like, a platform, and then there were stairs again. So I thought, like...
On the subway? Like, on
no,
the...
No, no, no. So,
car?
Like, you're going from street level to, like, accessing the
subway. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm going down the stairs. But, like, there's stairs, and then there's, like, a platform, and then there's stairs.
Oh, like the, so, like...
Like, it plateaus.
Yeah.
And then it goes straight, and then it drops again.
Right, right. So I was going to hit the plateau.
Yeah.
But I thought I had... I thought I was on the plateau, but I had one more step.
And oh, so, you just fucking
Oh, you just skipped
missed.
A step and just slammed your foot.
Yeah, it just, like, rolled my ankle, and then it... Like
oh shit! Oh, so that was there was some distance.
Yeah.
Oh my god! This entire time, I thought you were just stepping off the subway car, and you're like,
"That's what I thought." Stop, no. I didn't that's, mind the gap,
and that's why, dude. That's why we were fucking laughing so hard.
Yeah.
No, that sounds
that's
much.
Fucked.
Yeah.
That's
sorry,
dude. You're bad. Like, what's wrong with you?
Why did you think we were laughing?
I thought you guys were just being dicks.
No, I dead ass thought like the threshold between the bathroom and this floor right here.
Yeah.
You stepped over that, and you fucking like just snapped your fucking tendon.
No.
Do you understand
First
why?
Of all, it was my ligament.
Whatever.
But do you understand why we're laughing? Because the way you explained it, that's what you made it sound like.
That's fair.
Yeah, okay. No. But no, you took a serious step down and
you just missed.
Damn, dude.
That sucks. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, like, the ligaments on, like, the top of my foot, bro, I felt like they were going to pop. Like, I felt, like, all the ligaments, like, stretched to the point that I was like, oh, my God, something's going to burst.
And it did.
Oh, I'm about to bust.
No, yeah, and I was going to say my bone gave way before my ligaments did.
Dude, I'm so glad you clarified this because I thought you were just a fucking idiot.
Damn.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyways, but I'm out the boot, bitches.
Woo!
We dropped Fabrizio's Cash App in the link below. Send him some money for his doctor bills.
Yo, deadass, though. Please.
That's why we had, started this podcast back up again. It's the Help Fabrizio Foundation.
GoFundMe.
It's the Anthony Coltson.
HFF.
I have a Venmo.
It's the Help a Brother Out Foundation.
What is it? I have Venmo, Cash App. What's the other one? There's like three.
Zelle.
Everyone has Zelle. You need my phone number.
His phone number is...
Beep.
Nice.
That was a long-ass fucking number.
That was a good one. Yeah. Yeah, most numbers are like 9 to 10 digits.
I couldn't count.
Me neither.
I can count. Have you guys seen that video? The I can count to three.
No.
Oh my god, bro!
You know what I could have done,
dude? We don't go down these rabbit holes. Like
we literally. You know what I do all day?
Work,
read.
Yeah, I try to read more.
Dork.
I went to a Books a Million the other day, and I'm like, why am I here? I don't fucking read.
Bro. Dude, something that lives rent-free in my fucking mind.
Yeah,
We went to the French Market.
That sucked.
Which sucked, by the way, in Georgetown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were walking by, and I guess like a bookstore like had all their like
older
books on discount.
Yeah, Fabrizio was there.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there with you guys.
So you know this story. What he said. Do you remember?
No. What did he say?
Oh, my God. We were walking out, and Anthony's like, I don't need a fucking book. I've got a big dick or something.
No, I was like, I said, like, my dick's too big to read or something like that.
Yeah, like, I don't need to know how to read. I got a,
my dick's too big or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, did someone respond to that?
No, but I said it loud enough.
That, like, there was children and moms and, like, elderly women around, and I fucking lost it. I thought it was the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah, I got to work on being a little more mindful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like you're conscious about being mindful. You just choose chaos.
Yeah, I do feed in my id.
It's because he's an Aries.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. First of all, you've opened this up. This is on you. All right, listen. All right. I just... What the fuck does that mean?
It's such a Gemini thing to say.
You already know how I feel about that.
Are you a Gemini?
No.
He's a Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius. Get the fuck out of here.
We have that one joke. We've gone there. We have that one joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why did you say it's such a Gemini thing to say?
He was just like, he pulled it out of his ass.
Because okay. I feed in my id, because I'm in Aries.
So you can't, not going to
say So you're Aries. Saying I act like a Taurus, is that?
No.
No, you're not grounded enough.
What the fuck? Oh, what?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that, I don't know all that now.
So I'm not really Taurus a Taurus.
An earth sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's part of Earth tribe.
So I'm not a Taurus.
I'm not saying you're not a Taurus.
He's an Aquarius.
I am an Aquarius.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not a Taurus.
Yeah. Oh, see, now he's just trying to prove his own argument.
No, no, I'm just like, I'm like, wait, what?
So.
Anyways, what's your question?
No, it's just like, dude, I ask this the same exact same thing every fucking time somebody brings this shit up. So where they're like, oh my God, you're an Aquarius? It totally makes sense. What the fuck does that mean?
So supposedly, like.
Yeah, what are Aquarius tributes,
yeah, characteristics? Yeah, tell me who I am.
So there are certain tendencies depending on the signs. And what they are. So, like, fire signs are a little bit more, like...
Feisty? Yeah. Spicy?
Yeah.
Caliente? Like,
big content. I think I'm forward, kind of feisty. Verbal.
Yeah, but you're not a fire sign.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you a water sign?
But I'm just saying, like... So, like, he is a fire sign. Aries. It's
but
Leo,
but he's, like, the
Aries,
calmest one out of all of us.
Right, but it's Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius.
Are fire signs.
Yeah, those are the fire signs. Yeah. So, like, his chaos, right? Even though, like, he... To me, like, Anthony's very polite... is like very aware of like what to say, what would be inappropriate.
He's like neutral chaotic.
Right. So him choosing to be chaotic is like him showing his fire sign. Yeah. Okay. Is what I'm trying to like make a joke of.
Got you.
So you got a little beer in me, man. That fire signs. You know what I'm saying?
Like if he's like being like, you know, a good boy, if you will, or like a calm man, okay, whatever.
A good lad.
I wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're such a fire sign.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay.
So that's the joke.
So tell me about me.
About you.
Apparently, because the stars designated what I am.
So what I've been told about Aquarius men, because Aquarius men and Aquarius women aren't the same, is what I've been told. So
that's what I keep hearing.
I'm not like an expert, so please don't go like, oh my God, Fabrizio said this.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're more of an expert than I am. So.
Yeah, dude, the astrology girlies are going to love this.
Anyways.
To me, your word is law. So.
All right.
On this subject.
You know who's good about this? My sister Mary.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she loves this shit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking pick her brain about this.
She'll do it all. She's done, like, my entire, like, sun. And,
oh, your chart?
Yeah.
You could do it on an app.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, I'll do that shit out. I'll do that shit at work.
That response, that was such a fire sign thing to say.
Oh, my God. That's what I was about to say.
No, get the fuck out of here.
I'll do that shit at work. Like, people will say some stupid shit, and I'm like, okay. What's your point?
But that was so on point with... Dude, you said that so perfectly.
Because that was so chaotic. Like, he could have chosen peace and be like, okay.
How was that chaotic? He said, okay.
But it was a sassy, yeah.
It wasn't like, okay. It
don't
was
disrespect
like,
me okay. with that sassy ass okay.
Like, you could feel the furrow in his brows through the mic.
Don't ever disrespect me with the furrow in the brows. Like, never disrespect me with that sassy ass okay.
Anyways.
Don't ever disrespect me calling a fire sign when I'm really a water sign.
Anyways, you're...
Don't ever disrespect me by saying anyways in my own pod. Don't ever disrespect me putting that mic up here.
Okay, so change...
I know, your ass ain't laughing.
Wait, do you have a Kirkland sweater?
I am wearing a Kirkland sweater, yeah.
Dude, Kirkland rocks.
Kirkland does rock.
They need a sponsor. I didn't know they had fucking pod, dude.
A bomb sweater like that, though.
Dude, their merch... Fire.
Oh, yeah. The Kirkland stuff.
Yeah.
You got Kirkland straight gas. Suit. I'm thinking about getting a black pair to wear this. The whole Kirkland drip.
Huh? You said they have a suit?
No.
Like a sweatsuit.
Sweatpants. Oh, yeah. They have a sweatsuit.
Do they?
No, that's sick.
Because I'd buy one.
Like a velour Kirkland.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So, what's the difference between a sweatsuit and then just a sweat? Like a sweater and a sweatpants.
That match?
I guess it's the matching aspect.
That's it?
I guess so.
I guess.
That's what I would assume.
Oh, that's fine. I really want to know.
Like, I don't think this is a sweatsuit because they don't match, and they're not the same brand.
He's just wearing
sweats. But they're both sweats.
Yeah, I think the sweatsuit constitutes same brand, same color, same material.
Oh, see, okay.
Same, same, same.
Okay, yeah. Same, same, no different.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, Adidas track, you know, Adidas track suit is Adidas track what suit material.
Track pants, track jacket.
Yeah.
But the same.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Dude, I want an Adidas velour tracksuit in the worst fucking way.
Okay, wait, question for you now. Yeah. Follow-up question completely separate.
Yeah. I totally forgot what we were talking about.
If you're wearing slacks, right?
Okay.
Like, or not slacks, maybe khakis, and you wear a blazer.
Yeah.
That's not a suit.
No. You should be wearing a sports jacket, not so much a blazer.
Yeah, why the fuck would you wear a suit with khakis?
Like your blazer?
Your blazer. Yeah.
Why would you wear a blazer? You should be wearing a sports jacket. Like,
what's the difference between a sports jacket and a blazer?
Honestly,
that's a great question. I think
there are differences.
It's something to do with the cut. The material.
Thanks, dude. I kind of knew they were different because they had the fucking different name.
Well, some people think they're interchangeable. Some people think blazer and sports coat are the same. But you're right. They're two different things.
Sports you're coat one of those people.
Oh, my God.
Out there, go fuck yourself.
You can get away with it. You can get away with slacks and a blazer, but like you know,
if anyone asks,
yeah, just say it's a sports coat.
Okay, but all right. Somebody Google the difference. Thank you.
Thank God.
Oh, that's what you really wanted. You could just say that from the beginning.
No, I thought you guys genuinely knew.
No, I know there's a difference. It's probably like one thicker than the other.
I think it has something to do with the cut, the way it's cut, like the collar.
Yeah.
The sleeves and like the buttons and some shit like that.
I bet like a sports coat, you know, it's more common to have like elbow patches.
Ooh.
Whereas like a blazer certainly won't because it's more like a professional look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While there's a sports coat's more like.
Oh, you know. Blazers and suit jackets are different.
Yes. Oh, wait, no, we're talking about sports coats. Yeah.
Sport coat, the least formal. Old tweed coats traditionally worn when hunting or participating in other sporting activities.
Mm.
The fuck does that mean? I could fucking play football in a suit.
It's meant like shooting stuff, like ye old hunting.
Okay.
Like pull.
So it's a bit sturdier than the blazer and the suit jacket.
Yeah.
A sports coat retains aspects influenced by its rustic predecessor.
So like tweed and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tooth. That's what they're saying. Feature more eye-catching designs.
Mm.
Blazers are dressier, but not as formal. The fuck?
So I guess you could wear blazers.
Blazer is wool, blue with pocket, and has distinct silver or gold buttons. However, this tradition has proceeded over time, with men opting for cotton varieties.
What did you look up?
Well, I'm looking at Jose Banks.
Jose Cranks?
Yeah.
So what is the definition of the two terms that we selected?
So sport coat, blazer, and suit jacket.
Are three suit different jacket things.
Is the dressiest, made from finer wool, a few summer versions made from cotton or linen, and is accompanied by matching pants, so that makes it a suit. Even if the suit jacket is sold as a suit separate, it is still intended to be purchased and worn with the accompanying pants.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, a casual jacket that isn't navy blue and doesn't have buttons could be a sport coat or blazer, but if it's blue with buttons, it's a blazer, non-negotiable. Mm. If it's made of nice fabric and has matching pants, it's a suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay. So I think that kind of summed it up.
Gotcha. Right. So H&M sells sports coats and blazers. Jose Banks sells suits.
Yeah,
or all the above, I should say.
Yeah,
that so makes sense. Okay, so suits have a suit.
Yeah, is matching.
The suit is the whole thing.
Yeah,
which is in line with what we've been saying earlier, like sweatsuit,
right?
Track suit,
right?
Okay, so a suit is a
set.
So
if you wore
but I'm still not seeing the difference between a blazer and a sports coat.
It's the material.
Okay.
And it's the formality of it. So they're saying a blazer. So basically a blazer is a suit jacket without the pants.
Right. Yeah. That's so that's what I thought a blazer was.
Yeah. So you were right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like
you're right.
If I'm having
khakis.
We could
still be completely wrong about this.
Yeah, I know. Some fashion dorks can be like, So what are you going to say?
So I was just wondering, like, if I'm wearing khakis and a blazer.
Yep.
It sounds like I'm not wearing a suit.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, so you're not wearing a suit, because if it's wearing a suit, it would be matching.
Right.
Color and material.
Yes.
So I wouldn't use the word matching, because it matches. It's not the same color.
It's not monotone.
So you're wearing, like, khakis with a blazer on top.
Like a blue blazer.
Like a blue blazer. That matches. Like, clothes-wise and fashion, it matches.
Yeah.
but it's not the same color.
Not matching in the definition of a suit.
That's what I said. Yeah, I wouldn't use it as the word matching. I would use the same, like, same color.
It coordinates.
Yeah. There you go. Ooh, okay. All right. We see you out here. SAT words.
I've got my moments.
A most excellent vernacular.
All right. Calm down.
Double kill.
I might have scored a 200 on the SAT, but I deserved a 600.
That's still pretty low, dude.
Wait, what am I thinking of?
You get a 300 for just putting your name, I thought.
Holy shit.
It's like 12. Idiot. It's like 1200 to the max, right? I was pretty sure it's like 1600 now.
Or am I getting something else confused? Wait, what's the
SAT?
ACT is like goes up to like, what, 30?
Yeah, you want like high 30s. Or like, yeah.
It goes up to 40 max, right?
It's probably like 40 now.
That's ACT.
Yeah, ACT.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Doesn't the SAT only go up to 800?
No, it was like 1,200. Like,
yeah.
It was like 1,200 when we were in high school.
1,600 was... No, I thought 1,200 was average. 1,600, I thought was genius.
There you go. Yeah. Fuck.
Well,
What is it your AP exams that you get like you get...
1 through 5s on those.
Yeah, I think you get like 1 or 2 just from putting your name in.
No.
Dude, I'm so glad we didn't... We're not going to like unpack that.
What, that your shitty SAT score?
I really don't know what I got as my score, though. That's the thing.
I remember falling asleep at my AP English
class,
and the lady just woke up, and she's like, she woke me up. She's like, the test proctor or whatever. She's like, I would just go with the same letter throughout the rest of the columns so that you at least get a chance.
You might get like a 1.
Yeah. She's like, it's better than trying to catch up. And I was like, it's cool. You can really do
what Kevin Hart did, abacadabra all the way down.
All right.
Nice.
Is that when you go like
zigzags? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. A, B, C, D.
Yeah, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D.
Gotcha.
Guess you got
you're doing zigzag.
I got a 3 on my AP US History exam.
Nice.
Dude, you know what always blew me, man? I fucking never passed any of my AP tests.
Did you take them?
Huh?
Did you take them?
Oh, multiple.
Yeah.
I was taking AP like through sophomore year.
Damn.
They're tough, junior. You know? I only passed my A-push one. That's, like, the hardest one. So that's really ironic.
I remember passing my pre-calc and trig.
Dork.
Dude, my teacher was a hard-ass.
You want to talk about hard-ass?
You want to talk about hard-ass?
Della Zua.
You ever touch a bitch ass that's hard? You know, this dude looks like I know what I'm talking about.
A muscle mommy?
Bruh.
You know what I'm talking about? You ever try to touch a jig and she got a hard ass? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
This guy.
Oh, so.
What's the deal?
We completely went on a crazy ass tangent.
What if Jerry Seinfeld was in Chainsaw Man?
No, he would die.
What's
first.
The deal with all the demons?
Oh, they're devils.
Or devils.
Do you think he'd be pro-Denji or anti-Denji?
No, he'd date the pink-haired chick.
Powell?
Sure.
Yeah, with the horns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then George would be like, Jerry, you can't be dating a demon, Jerry. Like, what's the deal, George? She's a woman.
I can see that.
We totally sidetracked.
And then Elaine would be like.
What was your question?
What?
Being an Aquarius?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
The whole man versus woman different. I understand. I've heard that before.
So what I heard about Aquarius men is. You're pretty flexible, but when you are very passionate about something, you like mad spicy about it. You're very logical. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Anthony, as an unbiased.
I think you're pretty logical.
Yeah, I think sometimes you're too logical.
Oh.
And then, yeah, even when you have passions, you're passionate about it.
Yeah. What's the thing when like when you don't feel your feelings nuts. But like you think through your feelings?
Rationalize.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But no, but it's like some other word for it.
Emotional intelligence?
No, I mean, that's not what I was going for.
Okay.
It's like when you disassociate your feelings.
Yeah.
But you use logic to like talk yourself through them. So you're like, oh, I am feeling my feelings, and you're like, no, not really, because you're like,
oh,
you're not allowing yourself to feel them. You're like.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're,
Because I feel like he does that.
Compartmentalize.
Respectfully.
It's like compartmentalizing, but
it's not. That's not the term we're looking for.
It's going to come to me, like, on my way home. I'm going to be like, fuck, that's it.
Guys!
Yeah.
Call it back on. Get the pod all ready. And
someone
like,
in their
the
car. Someone's listening to this in their car, and they're fucking screaming at the top of their lungs.
They're like, come on, you guys are stupid.
They're screaming the word that we can't fucking figure out.
I like how we have so much faith in our listeners. They're listening to this podcast.
True. I mean, hey, you know, we took a long break, and I think us coming back one time, everyone's going to be like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to listen, like, to this, you know?
If you're a real one, you're going to say that you heard this.
It's provocative.
You're going to reach out to us and let us know.
Gets the people going.
Because just like you like positive support, so do we.
Yeah. So
keep that positive reinforcement out there.
Yeah, like, please DM me that you like this, because it keeps me going.
It gives me a reason to live.
I gotta be honest, not doing the pod's been kind of nice because I don't have the feelings of like, this fucking sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what you feel when we record?
Like, dude, when we were like in it for like really in it for a while, I'm like, this sucks. No one's really listening to it. I don't know if this is any good.
Oh, you're getting in your own head about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's been kind of nice not being able to get in my own head.
Oh, okay.
That is nice.
Well, welcome back to the shit show.
Yep. Hello, bad feelings.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
There you go. There you go.
I've come to speak with you again.
So I don't actually feel my feelings. I just voice them out and yeah. not actually feel them.
Yeah.
Fuck me. God damn it. That word's going to bother me.
Get your wife on the phone.
She'll kill me.
You on the pod.
She going to kill me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't do that, though.
I feel like you do.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't feel your feelings respectfully.
I feel them. I just bury them down.
That's not feeling, though, Donovan.
That's feeling.
Oh, my God. All right.
I get, like, a little taste. You know what I mean? I put the cap back on. I screw it tight.
All right, man. I just hope you're happy and at peace,
bro. It's not depersonalization, not derealization.
I fucking hope so.
Not suppressing.
Suppressing. No?
It's not suppressing. It doesn't have a negative connotation to it. It's just, like, a very, like, objective, like, this is what you do.
Objective?
I just acknowledged it.
Yeah, also, I just want to know how we know how long we've been doing this.
You hit the home button.
Hit the home button. Objectively not letting yourself feel. Let's see what happens.
Oh, nice. Okay, we have hit an hour.
Oh, right.
Fuck
and
yeah.
And then I'm going to go back.
Done. Hit the record button.
I'll play us out, dude.
But no, that's not what I meant. I just wanted to know.
Well, we got
to
wrap it up. Ew.
Oh, that's...
No.
Stop it.
Disgusting.
That was interesting.
No.
Wait, what's this one? Oh, shit! Oh, crap. I would have played that one earlier. I totally forgot that's what that was.
Look at this dude.
I like that one for you. Wait.
Now,
this is epic.
This is epic.
Hey.
It's Nerf or nothing.
It's Nerf or nothing.
Oh, dude, I keep getting this. This one lady keeps coming in. She's like, you should do like voiceovers and stuff.
You have a voice?
Okay, ask her if she has any connections.
I did. And I was like, let me know.
And what'd she say?
She's like, ha ha.
Well, did you follow up?
With what?
Hey, do you have any connections?
It's a customer. I see her like every fucking month.
Okay.
So I don't see her often.
So ask for her number.
No.
Give her your number.
No.
Jesus. Why not? Okay.
Like, usually when somebody is like, this, like, you have an amazing voice. I love your voice. Uh-huh. I'm going to set you up with my friend.
Uh-huh.
And usually that's how it goes. But if it's just like, I love your voice, you should do voiceovers. And I'd be like, cool, let me know. And she'd be like, hey. I'm like, okay, she just likes my voice.
Yeah, but like, you don't know until you find out, so shoot your shot.
Yeah, dude, you might become a
radio personality. I mean, I was just like, yeah, if you know anybody, let me know.
Yeah, but that's, again, that's a very, like, if, like, okay, who do you know? Like, and then next time you see her, hey, I just want to follow up.
Are you going to get me on the Joe Claire show?
I'm not doing that.
Like, be assertive, daddy.
R.I.P.
I'm at work.
Be aggressive. I like it when you're aggressive at work.
Be aggressive.
No.
Be aggressive.
Did I tell you guys I got a review one time that said the cashier has BDE?
Nice. Oh, wait.
Oh, big dick energy.
Yeah.
Nice. I was like, bitch. Like, what, resting bitch face?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the resting bitch face angle.
I also have resting bitch face. Some of my coworkers call me on it all the time, at least twice a week.
Yeah, I got bad RBF.
Yeah, but you're white, so you're approachable.
True.
What?
White people?
What does that have to do with anything?
They love
They don't
being
look
approached.
As scary as, like, you know, non-white people.
I'm a little Asian
dude.
Boy.
Yeah.
You ever noticed that?
Okay, so look.
If you ever noticed that white people are approachable, George?
No. If I'm walking down the street, right,
mm-hmm.
and some lady's walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
she gonna cross the street and grab her purse.
oh, my stars in heavens.
I've been told by, like, coworkers and colleagues, like, hey, yeah, if it was between you and her, like, I would be walking down the street with her, but with you, I'd cross the street. I'm like, yeah, because I got resting bitch face. I know I can look intimidating.
You sure it's not the mustache?
You saying my mustache ain't sexy, bro?
Nah, I love it, man. I'd fucking braid that shit with my tongue.
Hey, yo! Hold on.
Let me see what you have for lunch today.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's right, Michaela. I'm coming for your ass.
Hey, yo, chill. Enchiladas again?
Hey, yo, chill.
Damn. Enchiladas. I'm happily really taken. Good. Damn.
Oh, man, they want my email address and phone number. No thanks.
No thanks.
Jose Banks, I'm still on that site.
Oh, LaMafau.
They want to give you four suits for the price of one. Oh, no, that's...
Yeah, I'm not falling for that one again, dude.
That's Jose Cranks.
Did I tell you last time I tried to do one of those deals? They're like, oh, yeah, two suits for like... like $200 or something like that.
Which okay.
is fucking great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, me and AK went in. We got our suits and shit.
Right.
And the dude's like, oh, it doesn't include alterations.
Oh, yeah. That blows.
AK, all his was is like a simple clinch around the waist.
Yeah.
Mine, fuck. Like, they had to, like, fucking do something with the shoulders and then the waist and the arms and then the fucking...
But you don't charge per alteration. I thought you just charged... like a fee for alterations.
I guess it depends on how much alterations you're doing.
Damn.
At that point, I'm like, yo, you just,
I don't know. I just know my $100 suit ended up being like almost $400.
Bruh. Yeesh. Fuck that.
Just on alterations?
Yes, dude. Damn. It added on like all of
See, no, I would have bought the suit.
Because it was also the pants, the hem, and then the, like the taper and all that.
Because you could have taken it to another place and got it hemmed and or altered for much lower.
Ah, maybe I'm just a bad shopper.
I think, but also, if it's that bad, like, I'm like, yo, you measured me wrong. Like, in no way in hell you should be charging me over $100 in alteration.
Like, suits, you know, suits are meant to be altered and shit.
Right.
So here's my thing.
To what degree?
So here's my thing.
So it looks nice.
When I put on a suit and it fits my torso, it's too tight on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Too tight.
Yeah.
But when I get something that fits my shoulders,
it's too loose on your torso.
Way too loose.
No, I feel that. I feel that.
So if you go to, like, too loose on my arms too, so they have to like
shorten the sleeves. They can
yeah. So it's too tight on my shoulders and it's too tight on my arms. When I size up, it's perfect for my shoulders. You know, it's my arms fit a lot better, and it's too loose on my gut.
Right.
My gut.
Right. But so that's what I'm saying. Like that one, you should alter that versus if you did it the other way. You altering the others are a lot more work.
Well, that's the thing, though. If the shoulders are too tight, that means you're out of material.
Yeah.
Because you can always cut. You can't add.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I have to go a size up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's only like, I guess the way I see it is like you're altering one or two parts versus, if you were going to pay $100 and now it's $400, that's $300 in alteration
fees. I don't fucking know. I didn't do the fucking math on it. I don't know. I'm definitely not going to go back to that dude.
Yeah.
You know? I did have to go back to him, actually, because I had an emergency. But the suit only ended up being like $200 instead.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But nice! I don't know. Maybe it was like the suit I picked or something. It wasn't part of the deal. Maybe that's why. But he cut us a deal, so I don't fucking know.
It's all an illusion.
I don't fucking know.
The illusion of the deal.
Pretty sure the dude lives at his shop, but that's how you know it's a real fucking tailor.
Nice. The man is married to his craft, quite literally.
Yep.
Nice.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
You know what else we need to get?
Out of here?
Yeah.
I was going to say get good.
Oh. Hold on. All right. You're right now, boy.
It's hanging with the boys.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being brutes.
Come get your digital down.
Guys.